Hey speakers, listen up. The Next Level Brand Studio is here. Your one-stop shop for all of your branding needs. We've created branding materials for some of your favorite motivational and public speakers. Are you in need of a high-quality logo design? Well, look no further. The Next Level Brand Studio is ready to create a high-quality logo just for you. Or maybe you need an electronic press kit. We have created EPKs that have helped speakers make well over six and seven figures. In need of a website? The Next Level Brand Studio has built websites for some of the biggest names in the industry, and we want to do the same for you. Or maybe it's time for you to go to the next level with a high-quality speakers reel. Whether you have taken the stage hundreds of times or just once, the Next Level Brand Studio has a team ready to assist and create a custom speakers reel for you. NextLevelBrandStudio.com. It's time to take your brand to the next level. Welcome back, y'all. It's the Next Level Living Podcast. I mean, it's your favorite podcast.
Favorite podcast.
We number one ranked podcast amongst
anybody who like to watch podcasts.
No! Hey,
it's that type of podcast. Yeah. Hey, just roll with it. Yeah. And we back. You know what I'm saying? Clearly, you can see I got the bus with me. The little one. I mean the gang. You know, because we're doing everything together as a unit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we rolling. Mm-hmm. K-Hart, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I got my baby right here.
For sure.
He Prince, looks so we here just chilling. Yeah.
He is.
I love it.
He in the distance. What about you, Jay? How you feeling, man?
I'm excited. I really want to introduce our guest. That's why I'm so pumped, man.
Okay.
When he pulled up at the crib, I was like, oh, bro, you pulling up on me. We got to have you on the show.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But before I do my formal introduction, I'm going to let K-Hart do her thing. We're going to shout out one of our students in our Speakers Academy.
Okay.
And then we go from
gotta
there.
Got to do the spotlight
yes.
for the show.
Okay. So the spotlight for today is Jamie Watkins. $10,500 for one contract.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
Come on,
congratulations,
man.
Jamie.
Come on, man.
That's
look
big.
At that smile, too. We're going to put her up on the screen.
She's so beautiful.
For everybody that's listening on Spotify, Google Play, Apple, iPod, podcast, yep, you probably couldn't see it, but those of y'all on YouTube, you see her pic, man. She's got such a great spirit and such a great energy. And, you know, I always get excited, Josh, when I hear about people in our community that, you know, might make $5,000 for a speaking engagement or 10 or 15,000. It's like you spoke for 1 hour and you got that thing done. And now they're getting contracts. So it's like repetitive. And so I'm really excited for Jamie.
That's dope.
Really excited for Jamie. And I'm excited for you because y'all are about to hear from my brother, Joshua Crisp. Josh, listen to me, y'all. He's a GOAT when it comes to really online marketing, when it comes to Amazon, like he is that guy. When it comes to building generational wealth, like my man is truly living life on the next level. But we're not going to just look at all of that. We want to get into his story, right? To see what forced him. Because some people are thrown into the fire and they burn. But you was forged in the fire. Wow. And man, to see how you transform your life and now how you have financial freedom and you're blessing thousands of other people, bro. It is super duper inspiring. And I'm excited for our viewers and listeners to tap in with you. How you feeling, bro?
Man, blessed. I'm super excited to be here. I know it wasn't arranged, but sometimes I was just telling them the best things that happen aren't arranged.
For sure.
Right?
They're authentic, and what'd you say? So it's better to be a prepared what?
Hey, it's better to be a prepared man than have a prepared speech. So I don't think I'm drawn from an empty well. I think I got something in here.
Get a little bit of that, man.
He got plenty.
I told you, hey, I told him, Nip is smiling on him right now.
Hey,
too.
What's up? Yeah. Shout out, neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm excited,
hold
though, man.
What happened?
Can't just throw that out there like
it's
that.
It's all good.
I'm sorry, y'all.
They know.
I'm sorry. Now, he don't know no better. Don't get him.
He went to Oakwood neighborhood.
Neighborhood. There we go. There for sure.
Yeah, that is a good fit.
He meant Oakwood.
I'm back. What?
You meant Oakwood.
I don't know what
Oakwood.
She on.
Don't say no neighborhood. No. Anyway.
Neighborhood.
Moving on. Go ahead.
Josh.
Take from here.
So let's take them back before the exotic trips with your beautiful family, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Before the private jets, before the Lambos, like before the mansions, like before all of that, bro. Like, before all of that, like, take us to where you were years ago.
Okay.
Let's talk about
the journey.
You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. My favorite post is when Doug will post when he got his first property looking like he was 12.
Yeah.
Or when Neo posts when he was moving trash and trash collecting and selling fruit. And you show the humble beginnings. Then you swipe and you see the Lambo. Yep. Like when you share your story and when you put one of them flashback joints and you talk about the time when you got arrested and the trouble you got into and all of that in prison. Like, and then now, man, that before and after, and I know you my boy. We call and talk and text. But that still does something for me because I'm living that before and after.
Yep.
And so if you can just kind of, before we get into your success and some mindset stuff, you wasn't always.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, come on, talk about it.
So here's the thing. The only failure is not making a failure at all, right? And the first you have to have a lesson. First you learn, and then you get to remove the L, and you get to earn. So the reason why I was messing up, I kept falling, I kept stumbling, I kept tripping, is because I didn't have purpose, and my purpose wasn't in alignment with how I was living.
Okay.
So let me explain. Like, you talked about getting caught up with the law and having trouble. I grew up in a small town right outside Chicago, lower class, minority setting. I was around the wrong people. Hmm. I didn't have purpose. I didn't have alignment with what it is that I wanted to do, but I knew where I wanted to be. Hmm. I knew I didn't want to work for someone else. I knew I didn't want to struggle. I grew up watching my grandparents struggle. My grandfather, he was supposed to retire at Bethlehem Steel. Didn't retire, got let go right before his retirement, then lost his hearing in both his ears, then ended up passing. I seen my mom struggle being a stay-at-home mom her entire life. And all I seen is working hard, but not having anything to show for it.
Wow.
And we have this misconception. We all know somebody who's the hardest working person. Where if we were in a battle right now with, I bet you $100, I know somebody who could out-labor this person.
So true.
Hardest working person, never miss a day of work, gonna work hard.
Yep.
But you wouldn't trade places with them.
So true. So true.
So it's not about how hard you work. It's about how smart you work. So I knew this, even though I didn't know mindset and everything. And I was from the streets. And the people I looked up to who were doing well financially, they were drug dealers. They were off doing the wrong stuff. Right. So I got commingled in that. Ended up facing some time out of state. God pulled me through that. I was facing 15 years in prison.
Jeez.
Thank God I only had to do my, I only had to do my 10 months. Came back home. When I came back home,
oh, shout out to your attorney.
I had to figure something out. Well, here's the problem. Like, it wasn't meant to be. It wasn't meant to be, right? So I was wrong place, wrong time, and it was entrapment. But we're not going to go down the rabbit hole.
Right.
But God brought me home. And here's the thing. Too many of us, like, when I was young, I used to ask, and my family's really religious.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, my mom, all I see my mom do is pray. Mm. My grandparents pray. I wake up by the bedside praying. I go to sleep by the bedside praying.
Mm.
And then when I was locked up, I see everybody going to church. I see everybody praying.
Mm.
And here's the thing. Faith without works is dead. And this comes from the book itself.
Mm-hmm.
Faith without works is dead. That's so I've seen faith my entire time, my entire life.
Okay.
But I didn't see the works.
Come on.
Right.
You can pray in county. You can pray in prison. Yep. But if you get out and do the same thing, you get the same results.
So true.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again.
Expecting different
results.
That's right.
Yeah. I see my grandparents. I see my mom do the same thing, which are these MWA tests, minimum wage activities. They're being hopeful, they're being wishful, they're being faith-based, but they're doing the same thing, so they're getting the same results. So fast forward, I get out of jail, don't have a high school diploma, don't have a college degree, I'm about to be 20 years old, and I have to work at a temp agency. So a temp agency is where you don't have a job.
Yep.
You go here and they're like, listen, this is the job that nobody else wants, and take it or leave it, because nobody else is gonna hire you.
Fact.
No high school diploma, no college degree, nothing.
Come on.
Felon, multi-felon. Mm. So I ended up working at a place called Finitech.
Okay.
This was a trash recycling plant. Mm. And basically, if you look at the bottom, I don't have a bottle, but if you look at the bottom of anything that's plastic, there's a triangle with a number inside of it.
Right.
Okay.
That's the recyclable grade of the plastic.
Oh, wow.
There's no equipment that can filter. If you come in, trash comes in these big, like, bundled together squares, and when they cut the bands, it just falls out all over the place. Mm. Flies everywhere, smells bad. And humans actually have to hand sort that and put them into the bays so that they can then be made into furniture and recyclable things, right?
Wow.
So that was my job. So 7 p.m. to 3 a.m., night shift, I had to dig through trash with my bare hands. Mm. And I'm talking about anything you could think of, from feces to used condoms, anything you could think of was in there. And I'm digging through here, and I'm smiling. And everybody else is getting high just to get past. Everybody's complaining. Why? Because I knew my current situation wasn't my final destination. I understood that it was a stepping stone.
I like that.
Right? And where you are today doesn't have to determine where you are tomorrow, because you have the pen to your destiny.
Right.
So in the back of my mind, I'm getting all these lessons like, okay, I believe in God. I love God. I'm still faithful. My family's faithful. but I know that I got to do something.
That's right.
And I don't want to do this right now, but this is where I need to be at, right? I need to do something.
Right.
And let me show you how God works. And this is why so many people focus on turmoil and where they're at and negative aspects of their life. And
before you give them that, I got to ask a question. And at that moment in your life, did you ever feel like, I mean, I could just go to the streets. Like, talk to them. Yep. Because there are some people watching.
Yep.
And I don't want to just breeze by the fact that you found that you had a recycling plan and you're going through people's trash from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. when some folks like me might have been like, and I'm sure the old you might have been like, I mean, I can go out here and move a few packs, run a few plays, kick door or two, you know what I'm saying? Like, and come up with the money I would have made in a month real quick.
Oh,
like, so let's talk about that process, because some people might need to hear that, because you was like, you know what, I'm not going to do it fast. I'm not going to do it quick. I'm going to take my time and do it right so that my livelihood is secure. Talk about that.
I mean, so I really learned how to slow down at a young age. You know, I didn't have my father was in prison my whole life. Wow. The father that raised me was there when I was born, was my mother's husband. But my biological father was in prison his whole life. He died the day he got out of prison, got hit by a car riding his bike home after being locked up in California for my whole life. So I learned at a young age to really slow down. And this is really from being in the streets, you know, back against the wall, watch your surroundings, this whole situation. So I learned to slow down. And I realized, yes, I could get out and I could go back. In fact, we was just talking. I forget who I was talking about. But basically, you know, when you go to jail, it's a big mastermind amongst convicts, criminals. So if you go in with one plug, you come out with another plug. You got the cartel in there, different gang members.
Yeah.
But I sat there and I slowed down. I said, okay, I could get out and get money fast, but I could also end back here just as fast.
Right.
And I know that I have no purpose for myself or for my family being in here.
Gotcha.
And I think what you really have to identify is, what is your why? And that sounds cliche. Everybody talks about the why. My why and what I really wanted, and this was before I had children, because now I got two boys, Jeremiah and Luis, 10 going on 16, 16 going on 21. But my why was to see my mom out of poverty, right? Not to have to worry about working, because the way I was raised, she was going to work until the end of time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Had no other option, had nothing put up. So my why was to break that generational curse.
Okay.
Right? Because just because you're not born from a millionaire family doesn't mean that someone can't, you cannot give birth to a millionaire in your
family.
There
we go.
Right? And break that generational curse. So I knew if I went out there and I went and did those things, yeah, I can make the money fast, but I can end back here fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, remember, we just talked about this. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and expecting different results.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was there, again, faith without works
is dead.
Yeah. I prayed. I said, God, get me out of here. I was facing trial 15 years. I had a CCW, carrying concealed weapon, out of state without a license, a gun. And I had, the felony was for drugs. It was for possession with the intent to deliver a controllable substance over X amount of weight, right? That was the charge. And I remember praying every single day in the showers and as my trial day's coming up, God, get me out of this. You know, I'll pray more. I'll do whatever you want. We all, you know, barter with God when we need him. You know what I'm talking about, right?
When we desperate.
I'm serious this time. I mean it this time, God.
But here's the thing. God's constantly giving us what we ask for, but we're moving too fast. We move past them.
Okay.
So when you slow down and you can really see what's going on, and that was my thing. Show me a better way and I'll figure it out and I'll help other people. Right?
That part.
So that's what happened, and that's kind of where we are today. So going back, like you talked about earlier in the segment, how that can, you know, going through the struggle and so on and so forth can break somebody or it can make somebody. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have adversity.
Yeah.
Like if you're a single mother, a single father, you're struggling, you're addicted to drugs, you just got out of prison, you're black, white, doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what age you are, what ethnicity, what card you've been dealt. That adversity is a superpower.
Mm.
So I would not be here without the adversity.
Come on.
Because the adversity can be a gift or a curse. And guess who gets to write that narrative?
You do.
You do.
That's
you
good,
do.
Josh.
So yeah, okay, I didn't have nothing. I've been in shelters. I've been homeless. You know, I've been scrambling change to come up with food. Yeah, I was facing 15 years. I seen people get stabbed. I heard people, grown men screaming at night. Yeah, I went through all this stuff and I'm not proud of the decisions that I've made or where I've been. But if you can make it through the adversity that you're going through right now or that you've endured, business is simple.
Come on.
And if you study, success leaves clues. You look at Jay-Z, look at Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. Study some of these autobiographies.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey, Look at the turmoil that they've went through. Look at the adversity that they've overcome. Right. Business is nothing. So that's kind of where I was at. So jumping back to Finitech, that's where I was working. Let me show you how God works, right, in mysterious ways.
Okay.
And let me show you how if you don't slow down, you could be missing the play, okay? 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. shift. Everybody's jacked up. Everybody's mad. Everybody's using drugs. I'm hand sorting through trash. But I was smiling. I showed up every single day and I showed up early because how you do anything is how you do everything.
How you do everything.
And again, I didn't know nothing. I didn't have a mentor. I didn't know anything about this personal development stuff.
Okay.
But I had the logic that I don't want to do this, but if I do this and I don't put forth any effort, when I get the chance to do something I want to do or something that can help me, how am I going
to
do it at the highest level?
In that condition to put through the effort. Yeah.
Right. Good. And now it translates how you do anything is how you do everything. So I showed up early. I stayed late. I asked for overtime. I smiled. I remember asking for a dollar raise. I was getting paid, I think it was $7.25 at the time I was getting paid. Mm. And I did the math, strategically did the math. Yeah. Me and my wife now, girlfriend at the time, was living in an apartment. Right? Rent was $375. She had a son. And it was a one-bedroom apartment. And her son, my son, Luis, my stepson, which I call my son, he was living in the main bedroom. And we had a shower curtain up. And I slept in an air mattress in the living room to make it work, right?
Wow.
And I remember doing the math, like really doing the math. Like if I can get a dollar raise, that's 40 extra dollars a week. That's right. $160 a month. I broke it down to that $1,200, $1,300 a year that it would be. And I would be happy. I would have settled.
Wow.
Wow.
So here's a big lesson that you guys can get. Don't settle and don't set the ceiling because you can live with limits or live limitless. I asked for that dollar raise and I mustered up the courage. And this is what the boss told me. I'll never forget this. Gentleman's name was Bill. He said, unfortunately, what you're doing and the skill set that you have, we're unable to give you the dollar raise.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wouldn't have changed the company at all, financials at all. Would have changed my life drastically.
Right.
At that minute, at that single moment, I vividly remember, I will never allow anybody else to put a price point on my value.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because our God is a king.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how am I going to have somebody tell me what I'm worth when you reflect back to the Bible?
Yeah.
You can do anything through Christ who what?
Strengthens you.
Okay, right. So this doesn't work. So I continued. I went back to work. I would go visit my wife. And this is something I've been seeing, but I didn't think of. It didn't gain traction. This is where the game really flips. Okay. I would go visit my wife. My wife worked for a gentleman, older European gentleman in a small location, was a bath and body manufacturer. Mm-hmm. I didn't think anything of it because I wasn't slowing down and I wasn't looking.
Okay.
Right? And God will give you clues and God will give you opportunities. But when you're looking for them and you're moving slow,
they're different.
They're there. An old Chinese proverb says that when the student is ready, the master appears. Mm. Master don't just poof. Here's the master. Here's the mentor. Here's the coach. Here's the trainer. Mm. When you are really ready to commit and go all in and you're looking, I mean, you're looking laser focused. It's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to visit my wife, bringing her food, chatting with her. And then at this moment, he rejected my dollar raise and I was looking. What's next? What am I going to do? What's next? Laser focus. I was praying. I was focused on that. And then I heard her boss, who would have his feet up on the counter, taking the sales calls. And I listened and time slowed down and he was selling the product. And then it hit. I'm like, oh my God, this guy owns his own business. I didn't know entrepreneurship existed. I thought you had to be born into this huge conglomerate. Mm-hmm. You had to be rich, have a ton of money. Mm-hmm. I didn't know a normal person that looks like us could own a business and own their freedom.
So true.
Have his feet up on the table making the call. So I started to ask questions. The Bible says, ask and you shall what?
Receive.
Let me tell you the biggest mistake that most people make. They get around successful people, and I call this the breadcrumb theory.
Okay.
Most people get around successful people, and they get selfish instead of selfless, number one. Number two, when you ask a question, somebody who values their time, who's in a high position or who's successful or who is in a different demographic than you,
right?
They're going to give you a breadcrumb. So I asked, what is it that you do? Like, well, I didn't know that you could be a business owner. Breadcrumb. Explained it to me. It escalated days. I became obsessed. Mm-hmm. Your obsessions become your possessions. What you think about, you bring about. What entertains you, trains you.
Right.
I want to be like him.
Talk, Josh.
So I'm around him as much as possible on the weekends. You're going to be on Sunday? Cool. So I wanted to be around him. There's power in proximity and osmosis. And he would give me breadcrumbs. And this is the key. I would execute on it immediately. Mm-hmm. Success loves speed.
Mm-hmm.
And the breadcrumb theory is, if I have what you want, and I understand that time is the most valuable asset that you cannot recreate, replace, or purchase. Why am I going to waste it on you if you're not going to do what I'm telling you to do in order to change your life?
Right.
You changing your life won't change my life.
Right.
So when he would tell me this, I would run it. 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 Execution, immediate execution is better than flawless execution. Because you fall victim to paralysis analysis. Ooh. Perfect is never.
Yep.
Can you say that one more time, Josh?
Yeah, one more time.
Immediate execution. So
it's better than what?
Immediate execution is better than flawless execution because it doesn't exist.
Right.
The timing is never right. Yeah. Your peers will never approve. You're never going to look, the sign is never going to happen.
Yeah.
So I would mess up, but I would move quickly. He would give me more and more and more and more and more. He would come and give me the play, and I'd be like this, asleep. He'd come in the next day. Did you stay here? I was like, I couldn't leave until I got this done.
Yeah.
Gave me more and gave me more and gave me more. And that's how I got started with my first business. He was a bath and body manufacturer. He had some product that he was not selling that was messed up, color combination, fragrance combinations. I heard him on the phone every single day telling people to, instead of buying product from him wholesale and creating retail chain locations or selling it in house parties like Tupperware, he was telling people to figure out online. Because he was older and his business came from SEO. He didn't know Shopify, didn't know Amazon, didn't know anything about e-commerce.
Okay.
But he told everybody it's going to be the future if you'll just learn. But everybody else did what everybody else is doing. Well, when you buy retail products, you put it in a retail location. Well, you have more touch points, you have more liability, you have more expenses, and nobody listened. If you want results other people aren't getting, you have to do what others aren't doing.
Right.
So I told him, listen, I have no money. I don't know anything about any of this product, anything. But I hear you talking to these people over and over and over again. You're telling them to figure this thing out. I have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If you could give me some product that you can't sell, some mess ups, I'll figure out a way to market. I'll figure out this online thing. End of the year, I went from $7.25 an hour, my wife making $9 an hour, to having my first $1 million year. 12 months from there.
Whoa. What?
Whoa.
Hold that up. Escalated quickly, Joe.
Hold
I know, because I know we went down a rabbit hole, but
from
I got to make sure.
Wife making from $9 an hour.
To $1 million.
A year later.
And a million, because there's a lot of making online, a million net. So a millionaire in 1 year.
And 12, selling products that he couldn't sell.
Selling products that he couldn't sell by doing what, basically figuring out the online thing. I started with eBay and then Etsy and then figured out Amazon. Amazon in 2015, 16, 17 area. Was called Vendor Express and Seller, and now it's Seller Central. So I figured it out before a majority of the people figured it out.
Sheesh.
And it took off quickly. Sheesh. Success has a need for speed. It's easier to make a lot of money in a short period of time than it is to make a lot of money over a long period of time. Because a majority of people, we all said that we know someone that works extremely hard and don't have much to show for it.
Right.
They've worked extremely hard for a long period of time to earn a little bit.
That's true.
So success has a need for speed.
Dang. So you, man, so you go into eBay, then Etsy, then Amazon, net $1 million.
Yep.
Man, that is phenomenal.
And we tripled 2 years in a row.
Sheesh.
So let me quickly, because I don't want to tell too much of the story, but we tripled 2 years in a row. So my mentor had a small location where I would go visit my wife. Remember Finitech?
Yep.
Finitech went out of business 2 years later. They had a 52,000 square foot warehouse in close proximity to where I grew up in.
Close proximity to
where my mentor is.
I don't believe
we needed to expand because I was shipping 100,000 units a month. I had the biggest account with UPS and USPS in the city, and we needed more docking.
Josh, you're not
needed
about
more
to,
room.
You're not about to.
So
do
me and my partner bought.
No, you didn't.
The
no,
building didn't. That Finitech was in, where no, they denied me of the dollar raise.
Come on,
guess
bro.
Whose office got my boss? His office,
oh
where he
God.
Denied me the dollar raise.
No way. Wow.
God works in mysterious ways.
Wow.
Bro.
So now I went from doing $7.25 an hour, getting denied a dollar raise, to being a partner and owning the building, generating multiple millions of dollars a year.
What?
Yep. So that's
so
how,
when you bought the building, you was already familiar with the parameters of the space. Like you already
knew the space. I was telling the story and walking through the story. And my mentor knew. I was like, hey, well, you know, Finitech went out of, they're right up the street. They went out of business. It's huge, and they had office blocks and cubicles, and that's kind of how it worked.
But like,
with him.
How did that feel to walk into that building?
Yeah,
and be
that's
like,
a good question.
This is mine. I own this.
It felt incredibly, incredibly well. And I think here's the thing. I think when we look at trophies, when we look at gamification, it's monetary.
What's like, gamification?
Gamification is like, okay, I want to hit level one. I want to hit level two.
Okay.
Now I got this badge or this badge
gotcha.
Or I got
okay,
this
okay,
level
okay.
of status or
gotcha.
This car.
Okay.
So for me, like I was making millions of dollars, But it meant so much more to prove to myself as well as everybody else that I was worth more. Because remember, unfortunately, because of the skill set that you have and the tasks that you're doing, we cannot give you the dollar raise. And now,
like, taking the same skill.
He was very specific to why you weren't worthy of the extra dollar.
The key was the skill. He told me. Now, remember, if you continue to do the same thing, you continue to get the same results. Okay, I don't have a high value skill set. Okay, I'll just work harder. Maybe I'll get a raise. I'll do something else. You cannot settle because everything that settles, settles at the bottom.
Mm. Come on, man.
Down here.
Man.
Remember, limitless or within limits. So,
Josh, you about to piss me off. I'll tell you that right now.
I didn't know that part about your story that y'all went back and bought the 52,000 square foot warehouse and began to distribute your product and things like that from there.
Yeah, you got some behind the key, behind the story gems here.
That's
man.
Crazy, Bruh, man.
That is, that's next level.
That's
next level.
For sure.
And hella inspiring, bro. Man. So now, so you went from that, you know what's funny is the last few weeks, we've had different people come on and talk about their success, the rise and falls, the hardships, or everything they overcome. Mm-hmm. And when they hit a certain point, there's a track record where they all have been helping other people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so can you talk about, you know, your other business where now you helping to change hundreds and thousands of people's lives.
I'm so glad you asked
this. Yeah, through your program.
Remember, we all make them agreements with God. God, if you get me out of this, I promise I'm going to do it. I forgot about that. I was making millions of dollars. I forgot about that. Can I keep it real with y'all? I forgot
about
that. I didn't do it. It wasn't my priority. Let me make more money. Let me get more properties. I was buying properties. I was opening other businesses. I was focused on me. For those of you that don't have it yet, the perception of having it one day will make you happy is ignorant. It's ignorant and it's selfish, right? True fulfillment comes from doing something fulfilling, not a monetary worldly possession. But I never had it. I came up in poverty. I was broke my whole life. I never had it. I wanted to have it. I wanted to go get the new Escalade. Yeah. I wanted to have the money. I wanted to buy the property. I wanted to take the trips. And I vividly remember, vividly remember sitting on the couch talking to my wife, like, what do we do next? We far exceeded anywhere that I thought I'd be.
Wow.
And we're... I don't know what to do next, and I'm not happy.
Right,
I'm not happy.
Your wife is saying this?
I'm talking to my wife about this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm like genuinely contemplating suicide, a multimillionaire in my 20s, not fulfilled.
Wow.
And then I heard a subtle voice. You didn't keep your end of the bargain.
Wow.
So while I'm making all this money, my mentor is a huge fan of Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk, document everything. I'm like, I'm not documenting. I'm making money, right? And so many people say, well, if you make so much money doing the thing that you do, or you've made so much money doing the thing that you did, why would you sell a course? That's the million-dollar question in the course and the consulting.
Right.
Why does the why does the coach average age, the good coach's average age, 65 years old? They can't play the sport. Look at Phil Jackson. Why? Because of fulfillment. So people were asking over and over again, can you teach us? Can you teach us? I'm like, why am I going to take my time to teach you how to, I'm making millions of dollars? And finally, when I heard the voice, I went through that thought. I was talking with my wife. I said, you know what? Let's do it. It'll be a side income. It'll be extra income. I can serve some people and help some people. And I found fulfillment. I found fulfillment because I was making millions of dollars selling things that were useless and weren't benefiting the quality of people's lives.
Gotcha.
Now to be able to talk to someone who was in a similar situation, like Joey, one of our clients, who was in an abusive relationship but needed his job, an abusive relationship with his boss, fired his boss, built his dream home in the Philippines, travels all around the world. Just like the amazing testimonials that you put up here on the show every single week. Because you make a lot of money speaking. You've been making a lot of money speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But making a lot of money and being fulfilled is two completely different things.
Absolutely, completely different.
And I had a conversation earlier. You know, I'm going to be 34 this year.
Wow.
A third of my life is gone, right? I've been successful, but I've been successful in one area, which is monetarily or financially or net worth.
Mm-hmm.
Now my goal is to be financial across the sphere or the realm, and to be the best version of myself. And in order to do that, it's health, it's wealth and it's happiness.
Mm, okay.
But so many of us, when we come from poverty, happiness and health is the last on the list. Right. I need this money. Okay. I can't be happy without money. I can't be happy I got eviction notices. I can't be happy my mom's living in the projects. So for if you're in that current situation or that circumstance right now, understand it's okay to be selfish for a little while.
Yeah.
But then you have to become selfless.
Selfless.
Wow.
So, and I used to talk to my wife about that all the time. And I used to tell her, we have to drink water before we can drink wine. She asked, how much more money until we make, till we do more vacation, till we do a vacation? How much more money until we get a nice house? How much more money until we have a nice car? Mm-hmm. I was doing $7 million a year in 2019. I was doing $7 million a year. I lived in a townhouse, $650 a month. I was driving a 99 DeVille, paid for cash, bought it off eBay for $3,500.
Come on.
I was going to the Polo Outlet Mall and wearing Polo at the outlet. You have to drink water before you drink wine, because if you don't sacrifice for your dreams, and the dreams are in the future, dreams aren't in the present. Right. If you don't sacrifice for your dreams become the sacrifice.
All right, bro. All right, y'all. So that's our time. Do y'all deserve to keep hearing what this man is blessing
you
y'all with?
You got to text me that quote.
That's crazy. I'm like six of your bomb drops, bro. I am not going to keep doing it. You are going crazy over here, bro. That's wild.
Amazing, man.
Sheesh, man.
Let's go ahead and hit him with it.
All right. So with all of this, you know, you've had all the success, and now you have the heart and giving back to people. Like, what's next after this?
Man, right now, I'm really just focused on my health. I'm focused on my children. Unfortunately, you know, in this learning process and this journey that I've been in, I haven't been the best version of myself as a father and as a wife and to myself health-wise. So right now, like, money is the bottom for me right now. Right now, it's the relationship with my children, the relationship with my wife. Ooh. And it's how long can I live healthily, right? So I'm really focusing on my health. Like, I'm tracking everything. I'm doing blood work. Because, you know, I was out of shape. Yeah. I was rich and out of shape.
Yeah.
And I was rich and out of shape health-wise, but in my marriage and with my children.
Come on.
Son, I'll talk to you. I'm busy right now. Them years, you'll never
talk
get them
about it.
Back.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Well, are we going to go on a vacation? Are we going to go on date night? I got to wrap this up. We'll make it work.
Mm.
And then months compound into quarters, which compound into years.
Yeah.
And those years of that build pain within my family, within myself.
True.
So right now, I've really been focusing on building with my family, building with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if anybody takes anything from this too, one of the things is you don't have to sacrifice all of them. Mm-hmm. That was a big misconception.
Right.
Like, everybody is getting sacrificed. I'm cutting off everything. I'm only focusing on the bag. And yes, having that laser focus is crucial, but it can also be detrimental.
Yeah.
Right? And here's the thing. I didn't learn to later on in my development. Being efficient is extremely different than being busy. So even when I wasn't being efficient, I was being busy because I wanted to make sure I was leveling up.
Yeah.
Right? But now I can get more done. Josh now, about to be 34, Josh now, can get more done in 1 to 2 hours and still make time for his kids to pick his kids up, still make time for non-negotiable Friday date nights, regardless of what's going on in the business.
I love that.
Still make time to go to that gym every single day.
Good.
And still get everything done. So the key word is efficiency over being busy, being productive, tracking your time, making sure you set alarms, and really just understanding transparently, what do you suck at?
Yeah.
What is your weight? What is That's holding
good.
You up?
Yeah.
Write do these things down. Own good. These things. Oh. And two last things that changed me and my wife's life, because we went through counseling. Yeah. We went through marriage counseling. I went through personal counseling. We was just talking about this, especially as men.
Facts.
It's a sign of weakness to ask for help as the head of a household, as a king, or as a man.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you it is foolish to think that.
That's
fact.
Right.
It is foolish.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right? Because the most successful, the most dominant, the most great leaders in the world all have coaches.
Yeah, facts.
Multiple coaches.
Facts. Absolutely.
Spiritual coaches.
And it's mandatory.
It's mandatory.
Facts.
So that was huge for me. But two things that'll really bless you guys, and when we did the coaching, it really changed our lives. Get the DISC assessment.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and get the DISC assessment. And also due to love, if you're in a relationship, if you're married, you're in a relationship, get the relationship.
The five love languages.
Yep. The five love languages, because you will learn more about yourself and your spouse through those two tests.
Absolutely.
I've been married 10 years. This year will make 10 years I've been married. Yeah. Doing that test, I'm like, that's why I would get on your nerves. Or this is why I would feel like I'm not being appreciated for the things I'm doing. And then the DISC assessment, this is why I don't get things done. Or this is why things don't go far. If you're struggling to get things done, you're probably not a high D. You overanalyze. You do too much research. If me, a high D, I'm jumping off the roof trying to build a parachute on the way down, but I don't got the next 12 months completed. You know what I mean?
Right. So, Josh, real quick, show me the parachute on the way down again.
That's all you know what
I
mean? I
never
seen
that in my life before, but I'll never forget it.
I got to make sure it hit him. A wise man would show me theatrics stick. So we going to act this thing out. Y'all going to get this work,
man.
Man,
you're different, bro.
Bro, different, which is why you here, man.
Yeah.
Man, bro, thank you for it all.
Seriously.
To hear your story, the upbringing, the pain, to hear how you fought through, you got out of prison, you began to work, and then the sacrifices, and then you bounce back and you start making money. And for a lot of people, that was like the highlight of the story. But you was like, nah, okay, so I did $7 million a year in 2019. Like, I've been getting to the bad, but I don't want to just be rich financially. I want to be rich spiritually. I want to be rich in my relationships. You know what I'm saying? I want the same way that my bank account is smiling at me. I want my wife to smile at me. I want my kids to smile at me.
Yep.
And that's the next level way, bro.
Yep.
And so, man, for those of you all that's listening, that's tapped in, what is this week like? You've heard everything you need to hear. There is no excuses. Yeah. Ain't nobody tripping on who was there to raise you, who was locked up, who hurt you, who took advantage of you, who snitched on you, how long you was homeless for. Ain't no, it's excuses. Right? He was in a position where he could slow it down and you could kind of see the opportunities in front of you. I think that was key, bro. Because you said, man, when I was working for Fente, taking trash, like God was like, bro, slow down. And then you connected with my man and you humbled yourself. Some of y'all, that next level you're going to go to is when you humble yourself and realize, like, I ain't got all the answers. And you continue to humble yourself because now you like, you know how many partners I talk to, bro? I got one of my homeboys. He's doing like 160 a year. He feel like he's a man. I'm like, bro, that ain't no bread. You know what I'm saying? But he feel like I'm a man. I got myself together. I'm marriage counseling. My man like, yep, $7 million in 2019. But I still humble myself.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm dominating this space. But I'm not killing it when it comes to marriage. So I'm going to humble myself and go to the next level. And I'm highlighting some of these things for you all because this is what it takes for you to go to the next level. It's not just the opportunities. What you're going to do with the opportunities, the insight. Can you humble yourself to become who God wants you to be? And then you realize, like, man, God, I was in covenant with you. Mm-hmm. My bad. Now I'm a teacher of people. Now I'm a sacrifice. Bro, you ain't got to be doing these workshops. Yeah. You ain't got to be doing these webinars and these challenges and these on. Like, you don't have to do that, but that's just something you said, God, I'm going to set your people free.
Fulfilling.
Bro, I got nothing but respect for that, man. Appreciate you, man.
So it's a blessing.
Appreciate y'all tapping in this week. Tell them where they can meet, connect with you.
Yeah, so Joshua Crisp on all major social media sites, officialjoshuacrisp.com. You can learn more about me. And just remember, information changes situations through implementation. So execute, success, love, speed.
Just like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. We got to like go. Well, he out of here.
He out.
Yeah, he out of here. Yeah.
We see y'all next week.
I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on another level.